Ice hockey coach Herb Brooks died yesterday in a car accident in Minnesota. He was 66 years old. Herb Brooks is best remembered for coaching the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic team. The team won the gold medal after defeating the Soviet Union in the semifinals in Lake Placid. Here's Al Michaels counting down the final seconds.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game.
It's over.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Joining me now is Michael Farber of Sports Illustrated. Wow, pretty exciting. You were at that game.
I was at the game, and I kept looking up at the scoreboard, and I couldn't believe it. You have to remember what the context of the times was. It was right after the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. The Cold War was at its height. You had a terrific, terrific Soviet team there. The coach of that team, Tikhonov, had made a mistake by changing goaltenders, taking Tretiak out, putting Mishkin in, and one of the great what-ifs of sports in the U.S. took advantage of it, and it was just a magnificent moment in Lake Placid. And what struck me is that Herb Brooks, instead of celebrating on the ice, just walked through the corridor and out of, not out of the arena, but out of the central part of the arena in Lake Placid to leave the moment for the players. And I think that said as much about the man as anything else.
How did Herb Brooks and his young team pull it off?
Well, he took advantage of a mistake by the Soviets in goal, a coaching mistake, but they took advantage of it by believing in themselves and thinking that a team of very good players, this was not a group of garage league players, these were excellent collegians, and they went ahead and played with passion, and they played open hockey, and the Russians and the Soviets played nervous that day.
Of course, this was a huge, huge moment, historical, really. How did his career go after the Lake Placid Olympics?
Well, he became an Olympic, he was the Olympic coach in most recently in Salt Lake City, but he was an NHL coach, and a successful, if not a great, NHL coach. He also became, in effect, the godfather of U.S. hockey. He'd been a very successful coach at the University of Minnesota, winning 3 championships prior to the Olympic team. And really, if you look at the arc of U.S. hockey, of course, 1960, the team in Squaw Valley won a gold medal. But what happened with U.S. hockey and after the Miracle on Ice, it just took off exponentially, and Herb Brooks should be credited with that.
So just briefly, if you think of him, his meaning for U.S. hockey, what?
Well, Herb Brooks made U.S. hockey valid. He made it people believe in the sport. Now, hockey's always going to be a niche sport in this country, but he made it important. And he was a man of the moment. He hated being associated only with that team because he accomplished other things in his career. He didn't always like to talk about it, but what Herb Brooks did in 1980 with that team is indelible and a huge part of hockey history.
And Herb Brooks died yesterday in a car accident. Michael Farber is a senior writer at Sports Illustrated.